Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Therapy Online. If you want to live a more empowered life, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/skim today to get 10% off your first month. Hello and welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And it is episode 126 of Skim. And Kim may need to use the cough switch today.
I don't have the cough switch today.
Kim is sick. She has been ill.
Well, Kim is coming off of being sick, which is really nice.
You actually are getting better, yeah. I can tell it's a little improved, although you slept like crap last night and coughed a lot.
Well, there you have it.
How do you feel about that?
It's very frustrating. I think the last 6 weeks has just worn me completely to nothing, and that's why I got sick.
Yep. I think your resistances were down. I think your immune system has been working overtime. And it finally said, all right, let's let something in.
Oh, wait, you're calming down now? Let's get sick.
Open the doors and let it in, you said. There's that light again. We got to fix that. Anyway, Carter also came home, and she came home sick. Different kind of sick, but sick.
She has tonsillitis.
Yeah, and those little stone things you get.
Like tonsil stones. It's weird.
She may have to get her tonsils out.
A couple times this year, first time ever this year. Earlier but it was like year. Her third time, so I think
both that times were after travel.
Be a thing for her.
Both times were after massive travel. Last time was London. This time, Korea. She came home with big old like. I've seen him in TikTok videos.
She had it one other time. The first time was not after a trip. It's just.
Are you supposed to be able to go in there and pull those out? Those stones or whatever.
I don't know.
I think you're supposed to take those out.
Spots, but they're not on her throat. They're on her tonsils. So
they're like in them.
Yeah, like it's weird. Blech.
I think she has to get them out. I'm going to predict here. Here's Scott's prediction. Somewhere in the next 6 to 8 months, Carter gets her tonsils
probably
out. Yeah. And she'll have a very sore throat then.
Yes, she'll be fine.
Yeah, she'll be fine. Anyway, everyone's sick but me. I somehow avoided it. So lucky you.
You weren't in the same boat as Carter or I. You weren't traveling, and you weren't.
I wasn't as stressed as you were.
Stress.
My job during that time was just to make sure you were that you had support where you needed it,
and I did. So thank you. You did your job really well.
Yeah, and to keep calm was a part of that. Yeah. Right? I think it actually benefited me.
Mostly because you were home. I felt like I was gone.
You were gone every
single day, but whether it was between siblings or going to Angel's house or taking meals or whatever I was doing, I felt like I was gone almost every single day for 6 weeks.
Yeah, you were
and
all up in it.
And it was really crazy.
I wouldn't be surprised if all of the rest of your sisters are sick now, too.
Maybe.
And maybe your brother.
And thank you to everyone who sent messages and sent things and sent cards in the mail and flowers and all the things that were sent were amazing. So you guys are great. Cookies.
Have we not had a show since the funeral?
We have. Last week.
We did. After the funeral.
So I was a little quieter probably.
You were quieter.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, I noticed that. I had to fill in a lot.
I was having a rough time.
I was the cement in your crack. Wait.
Wow.
What? It's not good.
That's not good at all.
Nope. No, we don't like that at all. But anyway, everyone's going to heal up. Everyone's going to be fine.
Everyone's getting well, and fall is here, and we finally got the leaves up in the lawn, and we're trying now to get caught up on what September and October usually are, which are fall things.
Hot soups.
And we just missed a lot.
A lot of it,
So now we're like catching up going, okay, all the leaves are in the lawn. I got to clean out gutters. We have to trim everything so that I can get all of it ready for winter.
You and I have still managed somehow to watch, what, 3 horror movies this year?
That has been our weekend, like our Saturday afternoons after you're done with film sack or whichever thing you're doing, or Sunday, depending on what day it is. Yeah. And I'm really getting into all the horror movies. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, we got to do It Follows. That's our next one.
Okay.
It's all lined up. I think this weekend. I've had a number of people who I trust their opinions have come forth and said It Follows should be on your list.
So, okay.
And I haven't seen it, so this would be the one
Good. We both don't.
Yeah, we don't know.
Okay.
I made Kim watch The Descent, if you can believe it.
It was really fun. I really liked it.
It was intense. It was really good. Something about Australian directors. Those guys know how to get wild, you know, in
Doctor
a way
Sleep
that
was really fun.
Oh, Dr. Sleep was great. Yeah, we loved that. I loved that the first time. This is my second viewing and loved it. Anyway, so we'll see. We got time left before the big Hallows Eve. Yeah.
Which I think this year is going to be just me handing out candy, it sounds like, because it's on a Tuesday.
Yeah, Tuesdays are weird.
It makes it hard. You can't really bump it all the way back to Saturday, the Saturday before.
They should
I know people talk about doing that, but
they should do like the third Friday of October every year.
Like a Thanksgiving thing where it's always the last day of October.
Yeah, but that's
think about it. Every kid is dressed up already for school that day. If it's a school day,
it's better than a weekend, you know what? You're right. It's better than a Sunday or something. I hate Sunday ones.
Then people do a lot of times do the Saturday night trick-or-treating.
Right. Or they'll do it Monday or something to make up for it because they're churchy and they don't want to go.
No one's going making up on the what is that? Day of the Dead? November 1st.
Deus del Muerto.
Wow.
I shouldn't have tried that. That was a thing I should have not tried to say because that is so wrong.
No, you shouldn't have. But
what is it?
Dia de los Muertos.
Muertos?
Yes. Day of the Dead.
Yeah.
And so no one's going trick-or-treating on November 1st. It's November.
No, that's weird,
right? When I put up Christmas.
And then we got four or five days after that, we got your daylight savings fallback business. We thought we were done with that this year.
Every year we think we're done with that. They've been talking about that my whole life.
I swear to you, though, a year ago, somebody said Congress passed a preliminary hoo-ha so that next year during the fall
preliminary thing, being the key word.
The operative word. But what does that mean?
They're thinking about it.
You know what? I'll bet they're not thinking about it at all. They can't even pick a Speaker of the House right now. They're effed. They're too effed.
They're not thinking about the daylight savings for the rest of us.
They suck.
Damn it.
Also, the baby was here today.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, we spent a lot of time with her. Got to see her at the park as well. She's talking more than like regular people talk.
Oh, my gosh. It's so funny. She tries to repeat every word you say.
Yeah. She's trying. Although, when she does it with me, she just likes to stare at me.
She likes your voice.
She likes my voice.
I think it's that deep voice that you have.
Yeah. She's not used to that. So when she hears me talk, she just wants to focus on that. And then she'll kind of look around, but then she'll look back at me for a reaction or whatever. With you, she'll repeat it right away.
Yeah.
So we were trying to get her to say stormtrooper. She wouldn't do that.
She's just looking at everything. What's that? What's that? What's that? There's a lot of things in your office, though.
Yeah, they come down here.
She's just looking around in full circle going, what's that? What's that?
It's kind of a wonderland in here, I guess. Like she sees ducks and she calls those quack quacks.
Yeah.
She sees, what else does she see?
The cat is called a meow.
Meow. And the dog is puppies.
Puppies.
But she whispers it, puppies, like that.
Yep.
I think she whispers it because she doesn't want to get them up close licking her face.
Their attention. Yeah.
Because those two want to eat her head. And I think it's bad.
Yeah, they like to lick her face and it grosses me out.
But man, just those two little ones are so great, dude. Freaking everything else pales.
Yeah, Van had to come back and watch half of the SpongeBob movie because that's what he got to go for going to the dentist was to watch that.
Yeah.
So he's like Goofy Goobers.
He's got to wear that.
It's like a mouth guard.
Yeah, it's like a blue mouth guard thing. And
I think you got to pick the color because that's his favorite color.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about at night.
He doesn't need to wear it at night yet.
Oh, he doesn't?
No.
Oh, I thought he'd wear it in his sleep.
No, not yet.
Oh, well, he'll be okay then.
It's like 30 minutes a day for a while. They're just trying to expand his palate. He's four and snores. So they're like, yeah, we probably need to do this.
He's got that teeth formation that feels like if you don't do something now, it will
it'll be a lot worse for braces later.
Yeah. You don't want to do that.
So they're starting early and they found a dentist they really like that is doing some preventative measures. So it's good.
It's not our dentist. No,
it's a pediatric dentist.
I thought they had one there. No?
No.
Okay. Well, next time I have baby problems, I'll know where to go. Anyway,
That's the podiatrist, not the pediatric. Just kidding.
But I cannot recommend having these little dopamine machines in your life enough. They're so great. Like, all I have to do is hold her for a minute and have her, like, look at me for a minute.
You're like, everything's good. I'm in a good mood.
All of it goes. Yeah. Everything I was worried about drips away. Everything's great. Nothing can go wrong. I love that.
She's really fun.
I dread the day when she's too old for that. I'm going to miss that already. I shouldn't think that way. I should enjoy the now.
Yeah, you should.
Live in the moment, Scott. What are you doing?
Live in the moment. At the moment, I have a big blister on my hand.
Oh, right.
From raking leaves.
Kim rakes some leaves because she is the man of the house. and got a blister.
Yep. I got a gnarly blister.
It's almost like a third degree burn, that blister.
It looks like a burn.
Yeah.
Loads of fun.
Yeah, but look,
home ownership, this is what you get, baby.
Right after this, I'm going out with her to get the what are they called?
Gutters.
Gutters cleaned up.
The gutters.
There's a gutter that's so jammed up over the front of the house that I think there are birds in it.
No, there's stuff growing in it though.
Like plant life.
Yeah, I think since we got gutters replaced, it's just had a lot of things falling in it from this one tree, and now it's like created a little environment up there.
Yep. A little.
So none of the water goes through there. So we have to fix that.
A cute little garden zone. Lots of fun.
Should have planted our tomatoes up there.
Yeah. Do we have a tool or any? What do we have to do there?
Oh, yeah. I got to get a ladder and some just shovels, little tiny hand shovels.
We just don't use our hands. Super we don't just like easy. Scoop it out.
You can, but I'd wear gloves because I don't know what's up there. I don't know what's living in that dirt.
I have ideas about what might be living there.
Animals might be in there.
Remember that beehive or hornet's hive that you...
Yes. That I cannot seem to kill.
They're still in there somewhere.
I know.
They're chilling because it's colder today, but...
I may have to go burn those things out.
Blowtorch. Can we get a blowtorch? Actually, you know what? A pressure washer would do it.
I have actually a little handheld blowtorch.
You do?
I do.
For what? Making creme brulee. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's another thing we have to do. So my sister gave me homework last week on Therapy Thursday on TMS. I have to cook something or bake something with your supervision, but not you intervening.
Okay.
And now
I'm just going to yell out the recipe the whole time. I could just sit over there watching Gilmore Girls going, add the flour now.
Yeah, that or I should make you film it or something. Maybe we should film it. Maybe it's content. Film it. Everything's content at the end of the day. But I don't know yet what I want to make. I got to decide though, because I only have tonight or tomorrow.
We should do some like marshmallow caramel chocolate chunk cookies or something.
Oh, great. Stuff I can't eat myself. Fantastic. Let's do that.
You do a really dark chocolate and less sugar and all that stuff. You need to.
All right. Do we have the ingredients?
We do.
Well, let's do it. I don't want to go buy new stuff for this.
We'll figure it out. You know what? The other thing you could make is pumpkin bread. We do love that around here.
Do we have the parts for that?
Yes.
Okay. I would do that.
Okay.
But you're going to have to tell me.
What to do.
Actually, all you have to do is just give me the recipe. If it has instructions, I'm supposed to do as much as I can without you having to bail me out.
So no pre-mixed things or no box mixes or anything.
Correct.
You want to start from scratch.
Correct.
Okay. Well, I'll figure out what we have.
And then at the end of it, you can be the judge if you want, but I can't have too much help is the point.
Okay.
Because I'm supposed to be doing this out of my comfort zone, out of my norm. It's not a thing I'm good at.
So I shouldn't use all the, you know, can you whisk that or...
You can have it on there if you want. I could learn how to whisk. Isn't whisk a...
Stir, whisk.
It's like a glass cleaner, isn't it? What am I thinking of? Windex, never mind.
Oh my gosh, we're going to have so much fun with this.
I don't know these things. But whisk is like the little swing it around with an egg thing.
Yeah, swing it around with an egg.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
We're screwed. Well, at least you'll eat whatever it is. Okay.
No dicing or
julienning
or anything.
No, no, no. Well, I mean, unless you want. It's whatever you hand me, I'll do it.
Okay.
That's the plan. Air fryer update. I have to say this.
There's an update?
Yes. Turns out that the best from now on, if we order pizza,
which we did the other day,
right? Instead of eating the pizza, we should immediately put it in the air fryer to finish the pizza
till tomorrow, and then
whenever. I just know that air fryer tops it off in such a magnificent way.
It's perfectly crispy.
Oh my gosh, yep. That was so good! It was just a piece and a half left over of who do we like?
Pizzeria
Limone.
Yes, that's the one.
Not Pizza Laria. And they make, I don't know if anyone else has this chain around, but they're nice. It's like little gourmet pizza type things, and they're good. Anyway, and they're also reasonably priced, which is also rare. And if you take those leftovers and put them in that air fryer, that was so good today.
I'm glad you liked it.
It's all I can think of.
That's all you can think about.
Yeah, and I made kimchi hot dogs for 2 days, and those are good.
Oh, yeah, you were putting the bun in there, so it was all like toasty.
Yep, you toast the bun. You do that. It takes about 4 minutes for the level of
toastiness.
Toast. The toast level. And then when it gets to the last minute, I put a hot beef. I forgot this already. We talked about it on TMS. The Jewish dogs.
National Hebrew.
National Hebrew dog. Hebrew National dogs.
Hebrew National.
They're the best. Good. Anyway, all beef dog in the fridge. Microwave. Put that in there for a minute. They're both done at the same time. Plim, plam, plume. Put it on the thing.
Can air fry the hot dog. It'll make it all crispy.
I don't know how to do that.
Well, I need to show you that.
But then that takes a whole other tray.
No. It's the same time. You can be doing it at the same time.
Really?
As your bun. Yes.
And have it all come out in the end at the same time?
Well, not in it, but yes.
But outside of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I put kimchi in there.
We're going to make this work, babe.
Pickles, some mustard. It's heaven.
Your hot dogs.
Oh man, there is something about a good hot dog. Once in a while, not all the time.
Well, it's also good hot dogs. That makes a big difference.
I don't know why I'm choking. Is it because I'm near you?
Because I'm coughing. Sorry.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Maybe I'm getting sick. I don't think so. I don't have any kind of like scratchy throat or anything like you did.
I really hope not.
I hope not too. Do we want 4 or 5 more days of this?
No.
No.
Oh my gosh, I'm done. I sound terrible. I have like a low voice today now.
You do, and that's nothing wrong with that. Kim is also in the middle. It's fall. Here's what that means. Between now and all her Christmas crap, which she won't start till after Halloween.
Christmas crap?
She is filling in the gaps with her yearly watch of the Gilmore Girls. Now, I would like to say, just Gilmore Girls. There's no the. I'm now in full agreement with somebody in our chat. I forgot who said it. Rory Gilmore is the villain of that show because she is a chaos monster.
I've heard both the women in that show.
They both are the villains. Like the first season, 2 seasons of that show, there's a real vibe. It's like this little town and it's adorable in the fall and in the winter it's great and everybody's wonderful and the quirky local characters and all this stuff. Got a little bit of a, not quite Northern Exposure levels of that, but just kind of that
Yeah.
And then she goes to college.
Okay, you can't give stuff away.
It's not a spoiler. This is an old show.
For people that haven't seen it.
It came out in 2000. If they haven't seen it now, they never will. But the minute she starts her college education, dude, what is wrong with her? She is so screwed up. And I really like Alexis Bledel, the actress. Mm-hmm. She was amazing in Handmaid's Tale. She really blew my mind in that. Anyway, that's enough about that dumb show.
All right.
Let's move on.
But that is fall at our house.
That is fall at our house. All right. This episode that we're in right now is brought to you by BetterHelp Therapy Online. For 10% off your first month, go to betterhelp.com/skim. Do you ever feel like your head's getting in the way of your own progress, like kind of just blocking the road? You can see clearly where you need to go, and you know you have what it takes to do what you got to do. But for whatever reason, mentally, you just can't get there. Well, like me and you, we all know what we're supposed to do. How about we're supposed to get a little therapy once in a while? Therapy helps you figure out what's holding you back so you can work for yourself instead of against yourself. Now, look, as many of you know, my sister's a therapist. I've been around that kind of stuff for a long time, ever since she entered that field. And I have seen people's lives change massively from therapy. And that includes people who I have heard back from who have used BetterHelp because of our recommendations. All right. It's helpful for learning all sorts of things, positive coping skills, how to set boundaries for yourself and others, It empowers you to be the very best version of yourself. And it really isn't just for people with serious trauma. It can be for everyday needs. That's the important thing people forget sometimes, I think. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you got to do, fill out a really simple brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist. And if down the road you're like, I want to try a new therapist, no problem. No additional charge. You can change therapists and switch anytime. Make your brain your friend with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/skim today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, that's H-E-L-P, BetterHelp.com/skim. Let's move on to some emails and some texts and stuff. I got one here from Jeff Sire. You know Jeff Sire.
I know Jeff. Yeah,
feel like we haven't heard from him in a while, so it's nice to hear from him. He actually sent this to our email address, which is skimshow@gmail.com, and he says the following. Scott and Kim, first off, Kim, I am so sorry, meaning about your sister. I wish I could give you a great big hug. My sister is my best friend, and I don't even want to imagine how tough it has been. So I thought I'd tell you guys a funny story instead. My son Connor's mom, Humberta. Am I saying that right? Or is it Humberta?
Might be that the H is silent.
It's probably Humberta.
Humberta.
I don't know.
Okay.
Is Portuguese. At the time of this story, Humberta and I were still together and Connor was about 4. I know I'm doing her name wrong. I apologize. In Humberta's family, there were always a horde of people around and I was usually not sure who I was related to and how they were related. Everyone was just called aunt and uncle, even if sometimes there was no direct blood relation.
I love that.
That's pretty great. That's like Mississippi a little bit.
A little bit.
Except you guys are all related. Shut up. Even with the people at Walmart, you don't know. Anyway, sorry. Where was I? Oh, everybody was always excited and shouting, and I never knew what was going on, but people were always happy. Umberta's one aunt was in her early 90s, I think, and I really liked, Connor. She was a very nice lady and would always give Connor candies. Her name was, and I do this phonetically, so I'm not sure if this is her nickname, but her name was Tetchasinga. Tetchasinga.
Cool.
So when a 90-year-old passes away, it's not a tragedy, but more of a true life celebration. So the funeral was more somber than sad. We were at the graveside after they lowered the casket in. That's a big thing for Portuguese funerals. I think we do that here too,
mm-hmm.
Right? What do Canadians normally do, Jeff? You guys just bail? Well, I'm out. I'm sorry. I'm out. And then you leave. So it says here, Humberta walked over to talk to her cousins, and Connor and I were standing at the graveside. People would walk up and pause and throw roses down to the casket. Throughout the funeral, I had been talking about what was going on and why. And I told Connor that T's body, they call her T, was in the coffin. I asked him if he wanted to say anything. He thought for a second. Let's go of my hand, puts his hands and his knees
on his knees.
Sorry, on his knees and bends over at the waist like he was about to hike a football. He then yelled at the top of his lungs into the grave, "Goodbye, Tetchasinga!" Everybody around laughed and smiled. I asked him after. He said she was in that box, so I thought I'd better yell so she heard me. It's good to have levity in times like that. Another big hug for Kim.
That's
Jeff.
So cute.
Isn't that great? I love that. That's super sweet. I always forget he was married twice. I don't know why I always forget that, but I just think.
We met Connor a couple times.
Oh, yeah. We met Connor. We met Jen.
Yep.
Twice?
Love
once.
Jen.
Jen's amazing. Yep. She's always very sweet in Facebook when I post things. It's very kind commenter. I'll put it that way. Jeff, always good to hear from you, man. We look forward to the next time I say something dumb and you correct me. Here's a text from Jared, who says, "Hi, Scott and Kim. This, by the way, is the text line, 801-471-0462. You're welcome to leave voicemails and or text there, whatever you feel like doing. Hi, Scott and Kim. Jared here, wondering if you guys have that married thing where one of you is up while the other one is down and you swap places sometimes. I think it might be a good thing that someone is in a good mood while the other isn't. Thoughts? Do you go through this? Thanks. I love Skim."
Absolutely, we go through this.
All the time. This week, I have been Mr. Positivity in ways that even surprise me. I look in the mirror and go, man, you're up today. What's going on?
What a handsome young man.
And Kim's moping around.
I've been sick. Stop
sick
it.
Sick as a dog. I know, but that's my point. You've had a reason
you
to be down.
You sound like moping around because I'm sad. I'm like, stop.
No, you've been sick. And so when I'm sick, same thing happens. It just flips. Kim is
sometimes
the caretaker.
Sometimes it happens when no one's sick, though.
Yeah, sometimes it's just moods, right?
Jared is totally right. It happens, and it is definitely a married thing.
Oops, sorry, keep talking. I've unplugged your headphones. Let's not worry too much. Now it's back in. We've plugged it in. Okay, it's
can't out. Really keep talking while I can't hear me.
Sorry.
It's definitely a thing for married couples, I think, and just couples in general.
Yeah.
That they can go through that.
I think it's good.
Oh, gosh, dang it.
What did I do?
Pulling
here?
My headphones out of
sorry,
my head.
Sorry.
Yikes.
Sorry.
What are we doing? What,
I don't even know. I don't even know. But I'm going to agree with Jared that it's healthy. Yeah. Because one of you can kind of pick up the slack, so to speak, or, you know, carry the load while the other doesn't. Are you going to have times where both of you are kind of crapped out? Sure.
Yeah.
Those happen.
Happens.
We had that during the pandemic a couple of times.
Yeah.
Yeah. After the earthquake. Remember that?
That was a stressful time.
Oh my gosh, that earthquake.
Ugh.
It felt like piling on. It just didn't, it just was so stupid.
Yeah.
To this minute,
people
I'm just
felt
like
the weight of that.
Yeah. I hated that.
I think a lot of people did though.
That was dumb. But anyway, we think you're right, Jared, and I hope that whatever late relationship you're in or whatever, that it is like that.
Yeah, take your turns.
Take your turns. I'm sure I'll be grumpy as hell in a week. Watch. It'll happen. Final text, this one from, make sure that's the last one it is. This is from Potter Hair. I don't know if it's a reference to Harry Potter or what that is. Potter Hair says, hey guys, went to that Draper place you recommended. Oh.
Love that place.
What's it called? He didn't write it.
Cliff.
Cliff. The Cliff
it's
Bar
like
and
Pub
thing.
Yeah.
The Cliff Bar and thing. Look it up. recommended. It was fantastic. Would love to go again and soon. Thanks for the great recommendation. Potter Hair. Well, I don't know who you are, Potter Hair, but since you're a local, we should coordinate our one time and all go there at the same time. That'd be fun.
Brunch was really good there.
Brunch was fantastic. I just had the most like normal breakfast you can order. But even it was perfect. And you had a salad that was to die for. It was really good.
Yeah, it was really
good. We got to give him the right name. What is it? Cliff something? Shite. Hold on. Cliff.
It's Dining Pub, I think it's called. Cliff Dining Pub.
It's, you are 100% correct.
Oh, look at me.
Cliff Dining Pub.
The cool part is if you go in the summer, the air view is amazing. I fall too. We were outside.
Oh, the whole valley you can see from that window.
Yeah.
And we ate outside. That was nice.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I didn't like about that was there was some guy, I assume just with a really, and you know, again, my condolences to him, but probably had to have been the smallest penis in the world because why else would he be running up and down that road with the loudest muffler possible?
Oh my
he
gosh.
Can only be compensating
wasn't that
for something.
Close. Stop it.
Okay, maybe not a penis. Maybe he's just, maybe it's other things in his life. I don't know, but enough.
Sometimes that happens everywhere with the people with their purposefully loud mufflers.
Yeah. I don't understand it. I sit here.
You don't have to. You don't have one.
I am aghast at that behavior. I don't like it. I'm an old man. Leave me alone. send us your stuff, 801-471-0462 and skimshow@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from all of you. We love your feedback. We love your emails. We love your texts. We love it all. Quick foodie mention of the week. Kim made some soup that was made out of gourds. What was
it
the
was,
deal there?
Someone, Alicia, actually had given me some butternut squash soups. Or sorry, butternut squashes.
Yeah, just the squash. Original, the OG squash part.
And then, so I cooked it down. I roasted it, actually. And then I cooked down some carrots.
Yeah.
And then popped it all in the blender and added some oat milk to it.
Nothing else?
It was a savory, so it was a little bit of salt and pepper.
A little bit of salt and pepper. Mm-hmm. It was so good.
I'm glad you liked it.
Oh, my gosh. My body...
Oh, it did have a little bit of chicken broth in it, too.
Oh, so, yeah. That always... That doesn't hurt. My body loves soup made from that kind of thing. For whatever reason, when I eat that, it's like the healthiest I'm going to be that whole month. It's crazy.
It
I can't
is
explain
healthy.
It.
I mean, you're eating stuff out of a garden. It's always going to be healthier.
Yeah. It just felt good. It went down great. You know.
And then we made the sourdough bread that we have. We made it into toast in the air fryer.
Yeah.
That was really good with it, too.
I've never had
I'll
better
have to
toast.
Make that again.
In my life, I've never made better toast. I mean, I know I've been around a lot of toaster ovens and toasters my entire life. My mom made decent toast.
They've
You've always made good toast.
It.
Air fryers were always going to be the best. I just didn't know it. And I love a good piece of toast. I don't
yes,
care
you
what
do.
Kind of, but you put rye in there. You could put
Rye's great. What are you talking about?
You have to be in the right mood for rye, but I could do it.
Pastrami.
Well, yeah, if you're doing
if
a sandwich.
If you got pastrami, you got to have rye.
But you don't want like rye and your jam on it.
No, you don't.
Your apricot jam.
You're correct.
Anyway, so there's that. Go make yourself some of that soup. I guess, is there a recipe of sorts, or you just get a gourd and cut it open?
I just roasted it in the oven till it was soft.
That's it? Cooked so you make
carrots.
It sound easy.
I know. See, this is going to be really fun when we cook.
Gosh, no, it isn't. I'm going to blow it. It's not going to go well.
Oh, it'll be fun.
You think I'm going to...
It's going to be a lot of fun.
You think I'll make it through and then it'll be edible?
I have to figure out what to have you make.
Well, because... I liked both of your baking ideas. They're okay. Fine.
Maybe we'll bake something.
Don't make me... I don't want to do like a meal we depend on.
You don't want to make a soup?
I mean, I could do a soup, I suppose.
You should probably learn to cook a little bit.
I just don't want everybody to be dependent on the thing I make.
You mean you don't want it to be for dinner?
Yeah. Like if it blows all our plans, if I screw it up.
That's a good point.
Which feels likely. So I'd rather do like something low impact, like, oh, these cookies are just going to be on a plate for whoever wanted them. You know what I mean?
Or doesn't.
And we can live with it.
Oh, stop.
All right. We'll decide. And then next week we'll report. You'll hear about it on TMS as well. Cause Thursday we have to turn our homework into Professor Johnson or Professor Dunford, my sister. Anyway, more
it's
on that.
It's going to go great.
Yeah, it'll all be fine. Is there anything else going on that you should mention? Probably not.
I don't think we have anything else going on.
We're trying to get back on track with everything.
Carter's back from Japan and Korea and had a ball.
She had a good, real good time. It. Yep. She brought some... Oh, check this out. You can't see these, but she brought these Mentos home. And we have Mentos here, of course. But this is all in Korean.
I like the case that it's in.
Yeah, it's a really cool little case. A little side pocket thing you open up and it poops them out. But it's grape mint flavor, which I thought sounded horrible when I heard about it. But it's good. They're sugar-free. Look at these little guys.
She brought back a bunch of weird candy that sounds amazing.
Man, Mentos, what are you doing over there and not doing here? Maybe this is available here and I just don't know it.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen that before, but maybe that's not the stores we're in.
Grape mint.
Maybe we should check out the Asian market and see if we can find some of them.
Yeah. Right now, you know what all I've been able to think about today? You said earlier that, what's the name of the smoothie place?
Roxbury.
Roxbury makes a light version of their peanut butter blast thing.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have to go try it.
It's all I can think about.
Oh my gosh. It's all I want. It's so funny.
Because I got to eat better or I got to continue, you know, down the right path and I don't want to just jam sugar down my hole.
If you go help me with the gutters.
Then we'll
and
do
trim
that.
Trim some of the stuff that we need to outside. Then we'll go do that.
That'll be my reward.
That'll be your reward. Oh, look at you.
This is great. Well, in the meantime, folks, if you like this show and you want to throw a couple of bucks our way, you can do so at patreon.com/frogpants. You can find that and all the other links that matter over at frogpants.com/skim. And I think that is going to do it for us. Kim, thanks for hanging with me today.
Of course.
Now let's go make out and transfer that virus. Just kidding. Yes, you will feel better by next time.
Yes.
I hope.
For sure.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you next time.
Thanks.
Ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Mother, Bill, and Mabel.
Get more at frogpants.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.